Look, it happens. It's Christmas season. You're going to get a gift, and you're not going to like it. Yeah, I think for a gift one time, and maybe it was a swing and a miss, and for both, it wasn't for Christmas. I don't think it was. But I got a personalized, you know, you see these things online.
Yes,
you know?
It's all like the ads right now.
It's like a crystal. It sounds ridiculous. Like a crystal cube almost. It's pretty big.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 4 inches high. I don't know if cube's the right word.
I know exactly what you're talking about. My wife got one.
She did?
Yep.
With, it glows, right?
No, this one didn't glow. I mean, it's like thick. It's like if you threw it at somebody, you'd be charged with murder.
Oh,
no doubt.
Yeah, it is. But you can have something engraved on it. So I had the picture. It's for Mother's Day.
Okay.
I had a picture of Ezra, baby Ezra, and her favorite picture. You send in the picture, and they engrave it on the thing. I guess it does have like a white light that comes through it if you want. And it's on like a little platform. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
And I got her a picture frame with, you know, this is when those first came out where you can have like a digital picture frame.
Yes.
Preloaded with 100 pictures. I don't think I ever saw it. It
was wow.
Like, and then I would get like a oversized mug for my soda. That was $5 from Five Below.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. You probably did use that.
I did use
you
it.
Did but use
I
was it. Like,
more than somebody used the picture frames.
And I'm like,
yeah,
not
they're
good.
Not on the same playing field.
Not good. But didn't like either one. And I'm like, one was, both of mine had thought and work to put into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then hers was like, oh, here's a mug. All right.
What does this man love?
Hey, so what can you put it in?
Where's the 12-pack? At least
let me get him a device to drink it out of.
Where's my Diet Dr. Pepper? But I was like, this is not a match. When it comes to gift giving. Then I see Katie. She's like, oh, I said, what'd you get your husband? Oh, like 3 grills, 6 flat screen TVs, yeah. New golf clubs.
But his
like,
response,
oh my God.
But their response is always like,
alright.
Hey, thanks.
Maybe that's what we need to do, Jared. Maybe if we act like that,
yes, we get
then
something better.
They'll be, okay, well, I have to do better next time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why Ben's doing it. He's playing chess and we're playing checkers.
And this is
he's a great gift giver, so
but I'm saying he right, continues he to want better gifts from you, so if he acts nonchalant about it, you'll think, well, I have to do better next year.
No.
He's just going to get a better gift next time.
He's in your head.
Let me stop you right there, because here's the thing. I am just going to stop getting him things that he wants, because he'll send me things throughout the year, you know, just same way you say that you file things away. And then I get those things, and then that's where the response, thanks.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he's banking on it.
You make a delicious, and Katie like makes over the top, not normal like dinners. You know.
He says I should stop and just go back to making the normal dinners that our kids are going to eat.
I mean, these are like chef dinners. Not all the time, but lots of times. She's like, oh, I just made a... And it's something bruschetta is thrown in there and concavi, or I don't know what she's saying.
Concavi.
I mean, there's words, I don't know what she's saying. And I'm like, I think it has vegetables in it. I have no idea what she's saying.
Uh-huh.
And she shows me a picture. I'm like, that looks delicious. Like, what did Ben say? It's good.
It was good.
Meh.
And then the kids don't eat it. And so then that just reinforces his reaction to it.
Yeah.
No, and I'm very clear. Like, I mean, I don't, like, I'm pretty easy to shop for.
Yeah.
Give me something Carolina, something sports, a ticket. But I will say this. My girlfriend Anna, that when I didn't know her for that long, and Father's Day came up, we had met maybe 2 or 3 months before. I didn't know she was gonna give me something for Father's Day.
Oh.
And she got me this like custom blanket with pictures of my dad on it.
Oh, wow.
And
Waterworks.
That's pretty gutsy for like 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. And
and
pictures of my kids. Mm-hmm. So as a father. And it's like this beautiful blanket. It's like Happy Father's Day, had like a quote on it, and had a picture of me and my dad. I'm like, that she got from like my Instagram page. I'm like, wow.
Whoa.
Well, better than the mug.
Yeah, well, also, good thing. Well, I was going to say, good thing you didn't break up, but I mean, you did, but then
we
you got
up.
Back together.
Right. Yeah. If you're just joining
and then
us,
you broke up, and then you got back together, and then you broke up and got back together.
The blanket bonds them together.
Right. Yes.
It's that blanket.
The blanket will always bring them back together.
Exactly. The powerful blanket.
Yes.
Every time I see that blanket, I'm like, gosh, that was a good gift.
That's a good gift.
But no, it's
funny. Better take her back.
If you're just joining us, we did break up like 10 times.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was on the conservative side.
Yeah. I might be on the conservative side too.
Right.
And then we just looked at each other one day. It's like, we keep coming back to each other. Can we not do this? So like we talked about, this is a side note. I was learning about who I am.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I'm perfect. So
like,
this is
I wouldn't
difficult.
Date myself either, but okay, sure.
I'm pretty cool for a short period of time.
Yeah.
No, but I was like, all right, I obviously have developed this anxious attachment style, so I act a certain way, and she has the opposite. It's
the
avoidant.
Avoidant, that's right.
Which are those two, it's like oil and water. And so when we figure that out, it's been, knock on wood.
Yeah.
You never know.
Because you never know.
But it's been a lot more stable. Like
I think,
when we get in tiffs or things seem off, it's not like, let's break up. It's like, let's work through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay. The work. You're doing the work.
I felt like I just jinxed it.
No, you're good. If you're doing the work, it's not, you can't jinx.
Yeah, because we got into like a minor disagreement. It was over like nothing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Obviously, like most little disagreements. And she actually said, we're way past what we used to do.
Yeah.
You know, so we're way past that. It's not a, you know, let's figure it out.
For sure.
She's like, I am right and you are wrong. Like, let's move forward.
Yes. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Deal. Sounds good.
Can I have my blanket?
Can we go to lunch now?
Give me that sweet, sweet blanket.
Can I curl up under the blanket?